listen up, Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact SpectrumAccess at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Did you know over 80 million people worry about bladder or bowel leaks? Many feel isolated, even helpless, especially when absorbent underwear bought in stores don't work. They leak. Well, North Shore brand adult diapers has come to the rescue with reassuringly strong protection for even the heaviest control problems. North Shore was founded to empower people to live with the freedom and dignity they deserve. North Shore adult diapers stay dry for up to 12 hours for all day or all night protection. That's three times longer than the store brands. Go to NorthShore.com and use code Michael for 25% off your first trial order. That's NorthShore.com. Go to NorthShore.com and use code Michael for 25% off your first trial order and start living life worry-free.
Feeding the Blind, FTB, brings nutrition to individuals experiencing low vision or blindness. Vision nutrition, by way of medically tailored meals, addresses the effects of diabetes and vision loss due to diabetic retinopathy. FTB donates meals, supports events, and spreads awareness to the community. Partner with us to bridge the gaps in accessible nutrition for the community of low vision and blind. Join us at www.feedingtheblind.org. This hour is brought to you by Purina. Help your pet thrive with ProPlan veterinary supplements.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. This is your host, Michael, and welcome to Blind and Beyond. That's right. And if you don't know what you're listening to, well, we just say it's the, well, what can I say? The old story. We say it's the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. We got a great show for you tonight. Hope you'll listen to the whole show. The phone number to call in, which I hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. Did I say it nice and slow? 407-894-1680. It's time now to introduce the players tonight. First, my beautiful co-host, my beautiful wife. What else can I say about her? She's everything. Lynn Golder.
Hi, everybody. Thanks, Michael, for the introduction. And welcome, everybody. Welcome to the July 16th edition of You Know It, the Blind and Beyond radio show.
And all the way from Fern Park and Fern Rock in Orlando, Florida, our co-host, David Hildebrand. David, are you there?
Good evening, one and all. I am here. Good to be here, in fact, and nice to see you guys.
Well, what can I say? We got to now introduce the one, the only, the producer, the most engineer with the pushing all those buttons, turning all the knobs. He's the only one in the radio station tonight. His name is Chris Shaw. Chris Shaw, are you there?
Don't tell anybody, but I'm here.
Hey, Chris.
It's our little secret. How you doing?
All right. How's it going, man?
I'm tired, but it's all good.
I'm sick and tired. I come along with my own sound effects today.
Well, we got to do some shout outs first before we begin the show. Lynn?
I think we should.
Yeah. Lynn? I just have a few tonight. I'd like to give a big shout out to Ken Osborne at the Alabama Industries for the Blind. Hello, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
If you're listening, maybe you'll call in and say hi. I'd like to give a big shout out to our friend Liz Alexa up in Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania area. Liz is going to have surgery this week, I believe on the 20th. So say your prayers for Liz. And Liz, we hope it all goes well. I'm sure it will. And then also Ernest Johnson, you called in last week from your rehab center on the last day, and we hope you're on your way to recovery.
Yes, so we do.
I hope that's my shout outs.
This shout out's a special one to my beautiful, smart, beautiful wife. Is that a good shout out?
Yeah, long distance shout out.
A long distance shout out. How about Dave? Dave, your shout out, David.
Yeah, don't shout too loud. She's right there. Well, let's see. Well, I do want to give a shout out to my wonderful wife in the other room. I think she's probably listening. To my good friend Neville French, and to our dear friends up in Pittsburgh, the Lake family, and a special shout out to Marcy, who's also having a procedure tomorrow, and wishing her the very best of luck. And I know it's going to go well. So, and we will be seeing you guys soon, I hope.
Chris Shaw, you got any shout-outs?
Well, I guess it's only right that I'll follow suit. I want to give a shout-out to my beautiful wife, Miss Nakia Shaw, you know. And I definitely got to give a shout-out to my uncle and my cousin who celebrate their birthdays today up in the Chicago area.
Happy birthday to them.
Happy birthday. And a shout-out to your wife, too. We know her, too. She's awesome.
Don't tell anybody.
She's the sweetheart.
She get it from me.
She might. From hanging out with you too long. She's bound to pick up something, right?
A little something.
That's all right.
I got a question for you.
Who?
To our listeners.
Oh.
What do you do? What do you say when you put your foot in your mouth? Okay, what do you do? What do you say?
Actually, Sheila had a really good quote about that, Chris. Remember? I forget what it is, though. Something about putting your foot in your mouth.
Yeah, she did. She really did.
I have to check it out. I'd have to go back and look at all those quotes and see if I can find it.
Take the strings off, first of all. That's my first suggestion.
It would be very nice, very nice, if someone can call in. I'm looking for a new caller that would like to call in and say hello. 407-894-1680. If somebody calls in, I'm going to give you a prize, a nice one.
Just for calling in?
Just for calling in. If you are
wow.
No, but you have to be a new listener.
Oh, yeah.
Have to be a new listener. 407-894-1680. How is that about a bribe? 407-894-1680.
It's not exactly a bribe, but it's a good enticement.
And I have something for you to think about. Our first guest of the evening is Melissa Ballback from Independent Living Aids and LSNS, otherwise known as LSNS. If you have any questions about items that you might need for, to achieve independent living, call in and ask Melissa a question. I know I have a question about a particular product tonight. So she'll be on right after the break.
She knows all about it.
She does.
That's where we get all our stuff.
All your goodies.
Yeah, gadgets. All the gadgets and goodies that start with a watch. That's we first thought I got one watch and another watch. I got all kinds of watches for
gadgets and gizmos. And
other talking gadgets. Watches. Talking watches, yes. Yep.
Yep, I've gotten talking watches from them before too. And they also have stuff for people with hearing problems as well. Right. Not just blind, so any kind of independent type living aids they've got. So pretty impressive. And a great place for sighted people to check out their catalog or online to know what to get their relatives for, like for Christmas or birthday presents. Hint, hint, you know.
Well, it's time to go to the break. So those folks, hold on. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. I hope you can call in 407-894-1680. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Here comes the castanets.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
You have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan Veterinary Supplements.
made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to take and taste great. ProPlan veterinary supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at ProPlanVetDirect.com.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
Ambutech, your mobile way of life. We're worldwide leaders for mobility products. Life is always changing, and we understand the need to stay in motion for all events. We have your canes covered for all your everyday outings, colored canes for your special occasions, and adventure tips to help you explore the great outdoors. Nothing should hold you back. And a mobile way of life is what we strive to deliver at Ambutech. You can reach Ambutech by going to our website at www.ambutech.com, by email at orders@ambutech.com, or by phone at 1-800-561-3340. If you haven't already tried one of our canes, give us a call and grow with us. We'd love to hear from you.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. I'm still waiting for that new caller to call in, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Lynn, you're up.
Okay. Well, welcome back, Melissa Ball back. We're glad to have you. And if you don't know everybody,
hello.
Out there, I'm Melissa. Welcome.
Hello, Melissa.
Hi.
Hi. Hello, hello. Thanks for joining us tonight. All the
Absolutely.
Way from
my pleasure.
Buffalo, New York.
Indeed. Where the weather is beautiful.
Is it? Are you lucky?
My gosh. Yeah. Well, you know, this is we get the summer because we get the winter. So
yeah, right. But yeah, so just to tell the audience that you're the owner of Independent Living Aids and LS&S, the catalog for all the products. So what would you like to feature tonight? I have a question about one particular item. Maybe you could tell us after you talk about what you would like to talk, products you'd like to mention.
Well, sure. So I guess I'll talk about a couple of products tonight. One, when we were at the Blinded Veterans Association show last year, someone came up to me, totally blind, completely blind, and he had a number of items that he wanted us to carry because he is, his first name is Lonnie, I don't remember his last name. He is an avid outdoorsman and wants to get other folks who are blind and visually impaired out enjoying the outdoors. And so he asked that we carry two products. Or three products. I don't remember what the third one was. One is an outdoor Bluetooth waterproof speaker. And the thinking there is that for someone who is totally blind and wants to either even just go out into their backyard, if you put the speaker on outside, you can play music, play a sound, and it can be a beacon to come back into your house. Or it can obviously just be a thing to play music with.
That's true.
Actually floats in the pool. So at Lonnie's suggestion, we brought that in. And then what he also wanted was beyond a white cane, he wanted a hiking cane because he likes to take blind people out hiking. And so we don't have it quite in stock yet, but we're going to have one of these kinds of support / hiking sticks. And it will have a handle that can either be sort of upright, really like a walking stick, or at a 90 degree angle, like a, like a support cane. So I'm pretty excited about that. I think both of those. So those were at Lonnie's suggestion. And I guess if I'm going to be on that topic of being outdoors and active, well, it can kind of work both ways, but presuming aftershock speakers or headphones, they are bone conduction headphones that allow people to have headphones, but they're not actually in their ears. They rest on kind of your cheekbones. And so for someone who is blind and wanting to listen to either like they're outdoors exercising, or they need to listen to their talking calculator, or they need to listen to their talking GPS, but they need to hear everything else around them, these aftershocks or shocks, they now call them, headphones are a great, a really good, and you know, the sound, it sounds so weird, you know, the thought that you're kind of listening to the sound through your cheekbones, and if you haven't heard them, you're going to think I'm crazy. But it really is. It's just like having something in your ears. It's bone conduction. And so it's kind of going through the bone of your, of your temples, of your cheekbones. And they're really pretty cool. And we now have one of them. Well, the two new ones that we added kind of recently. One has induction coupling for the charging. So if you're really tired of trying to plug those tiny little itsy bitsy teeny weeny plugs into your rechargeable devices, the induction coupling ones, just use a magnetic coupling to make that connection. So for someone who is visually impaired, it is so much easier. So we have that one, that version of it. And then we also have one with magnetic induction coupling and a boom mic. So if someone is working in a call center, but they still want to kind of hear their coworkers, or if they're working in any kind of environment where they have to be listening, but they also want to be listening to their coworkers, we have one with a boom mic. And so those products are, they've been really quite popular and super excited to be carrying them.
Wow. That's nice to get input from the people that, out there that you met.
What was your question?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine is totally, mine's the other end of the spectrum. It has nothing to do with going outdoors. Has to do with indoors. Everybody's talking about air fryers, and I know nothing about an air fryer, but I know that the blind community loves the air fryer, and I believe you carry one or two.
We carry one, and so the one that we carry, we have looked hard to carry because it has a rotary dial. As anyone who is visually impaired knows, all of our appliances with these touch button panels are just really annoying.
Right.
And so the beautiful thing about the specific air fryer that we are carrying is that it's a rotary dial. So, you know, you want 15 minutes, you're probably going to turn it, a quarter turn to the right. So it's not analog, but it is more analog than most of these other products that are out there. And those have also been super popular, the air fryer, because they're a safe way of cooking. They're a healthy way of cooking. They keep you away from hot surfaces, from hot oils, from hot everything. So, and we now also sell little basket liners that go in the basket for the air fryer so that you don't even have to worry about getting the basket dirty. You don't even have to wash that quite as much.
Wow.
So it's, and actually, if I could, since we're here, we're talking about easy cooking, the George Foreman grills. We have two. One is actually a knockoff George Foreman grill. I can't say that it's a George Foreman grill, but it's really inexpensive, and it kind of is good for like three servings. And again, the whole purpose of the George Foreman grills is they keep a person away from hot surfaces, from ovens, from stoves. They're healthy. They channel the fat off of whatever you're cooking. They heat up independently.
And so it's nice and easy.
And then we have a larger one. Oh, so super easy. And the one we're carrying now it can kind of come apart, and it can go in the dishwasher.
Oh, that's
so
sweet.
It makes cleanup. Uh-huh. It makes cleanup a snap.
So. Wow. So, and you also sell those gloves. I believe I bought them from you a long time ago. The gloves that are, so when you're taking things out of an oven, you don't burn yourself. They're longer.
The silicone. Yeah, so we sell a lot of kind of gloves along those lines. So we have like your regular oven mitts. We 13, 15, and 17 inches. So the 17, they'll maybe kind of come up to your elbow. And they're really inexpensive. We sell them one each. I think they're like $4, $3, $4, $5. And they're just, you know, a mitt, a hot mitt to take things out of the oven. But then we also have, there's something called the Ov glove. And that's a five-fingered glove with silicone grippy on it. And that is sold as a single. And it's, you know, some people like the five-finger mobility of the Ov glove and the knockoff Ov glove.
Okay.
And so you can just put that whole thing onto your hot pot and boom, pull it out.
Melissa, we have a caller on the line for you. Karen from Philadelphia. Hello. Welcome.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, everyone. Hi. I'm interested in two products. I want to know, is either one of the companies have an abacus or a a little handheld digital voice recorder?
We have a 13, Independent Living Age has a 13 and a 15 row abacus. Digital handheld recorders. The most basic one we sell is the Wilson, which is around $54. The Microspeak, which everyone loved, is no longer available. But the Wilson, super simple, $54. And then you can get all the way up to one that talks every single feature and function on it. And it is $220. It's called the Ultramix. And then we have several Olympuses in between.
But that's an interesting request, the abacus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I learned abacus when I was younger, too. And it's a really cool, nice skill to be able to do some basic math on an abacus. So mm-hmm. I can relate to that. That's cool.
Melissa, if you tell Karen how to get a hold of you. And it's all also... Karen, and it's on our website on our sponsor page. You'll see Independent Living Aids.
Okay, I have your number. I get your newsletter.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Karen.
Thanks for calling.
Very nice.
Bye-bye.
So, Dave, do you have any questions for Melissa? Any particular product?
One that I think is important for a lot of folks that try to get out of checking after we've been talking about food and cooking, I'm thinking about blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I think you guys probably still have the talking blood pressure cups.
Oh, we have several versions of those. Yep. We have some of the brand names, A&D Life Source, both in the upper arm and the wrist borne versions.
Oh, no kidding.
We have some less expensive. Yeah, we have some less expensive ones as well, both upper arm and wrist. And one of the things that people often say is that if you can, you should probably use the upper arm, even though it's a little more difficult. I think it may be a smidge more accurate than the wrist one.
Right.
And those are going to range from, I think, like $40 for the inexpensive wrist one to, and I'm not looking at this online, so I can't say exactly, to the other arm ones are maybe $100, somewhere in that range. So you're going to go from like 40 to 100.
Well, you know, most all doctors tell their patients you should be checking your blood pressure at home. And I've heard it from a couple of people that have said, oh, you know, I can't do it. But, you know, you got a talking blood pressure thing. It could save your life. So it's worth it.
Absolutely. And it's easy, right? And if the
it's nothing to it.
Hard, get the wrist one. Yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah, I mean,
there's no excuses. You hit the one button, it's a big button, boom, and it starts doing its thing and it talks to you.
Yeah, I may even have to get the wrist one of these days.
Melissa, do you sell a type of earbud that you could connect to the Amazon Echo Dot or something so that everybody doesn't hear what's on at the moment?
I would think that any Bluetooth kind of a speaker or headphone, I should say, would connect to it.
Actually, the Shocks will.
So, the Shocks are Bluetooth. Let's see. Do we have any other Bluetooth?
Are you saying shocks like a shock absorber, that kind of shock?
Is that
they used to be called aftershocks, SHOKZ. And then someone in their marketing department said, oh, we need to call them shocks. I don't know why. The person obviously was paid a lot of money. And they're now just called shocks, SHOKZ.
But they're very well known for like bone conduction type of technology. And it is great for blind people that are traveling around that don't want to have something in their ear cutting off other important information. So it's, you know, it allows you to be independent. So it is a great thing.
But engaged, you know, completely engaged, right?
So yeah.
We also have a knockoff version of those as well if someone wants to spend a little less money.
Well, you have cool. So many things. The catalog's amazing. It's like getting a Christmas catalog in the mail. You sit there and you go through all the pages of so many products.
But I think it's beautiful that you actually are carrying some of these off brands too, because you know, some people are paying out of their own money
on a budget.
Exactly, mm-hmm. And just don't have it. So for our listeners that you can tell that Melissa is putting a lot of effort into trying to make things affordable as well as carrying good stuff. So,
and it's for people with low vision too, or sighted people, not just people who are blind. She has all kinds of things for aging seniors like me.
All kinds of things. So many
people, all kinds of
like
stuff.
Like you.
Yeah. Well,
people with hearing difficulty.
Yeah. Melissa's so young, but I'm an aging senior.
No.
Yeah, you are, Melissa. So anyway.
But you're not an aging senior.
I'm not. What am I?
No.
I'm a baby boomer. That's what I am.
You're just trucking along.
There you go. Well, that's what I gotta do.
So
why don't you give out the information, like Karen said, she knows, but there are other people that don't know your website.
I would be happy to. So our phone number, we are open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. East Coast. And that phone number is 1-800-537-2118. And the website is independentliving.com.
Right. It doesn't matter if they go to ILA or the LS&S. It's the same merchandise, correct?
I mean, sometimes one company has a few products, like the Abacus. I don't think we carry the Abacus in LS&S, but we could. But for the most part, yes, it is exactly the same offering.
And for those...
And the same prices.
And for the people that are listening that are sighted, a lot of times may have a relative, friend, coworker who's blind that, you know, it's great to get onto the site or even give them a call there at ILA and might be able to get ideas for some stuff to help out.
Or maybe they want to give a Christmas gift
blind
to
friend.
Somebody.
Exactly.
I mean,
birthday gift.
Our customer service staff is so happy to help out, to help you find something, to talk through a problem. What's the, you know, one of the things I always say is, what's the task you're trying to solve?
Right.
So you talk to our customer service reps and they can help you, you know, talk through that challenge or that, you know, that search, whatever it is that you're doing.
Oh, one last quick question. Games. Do you guys carry any kind of games?
We do. We sell a tactile Kinect 4. We have the Rubik's Cube, we have chess, we have Braille, dominoes.
That's cool.
All the playing cards, Uno, Braille, low vision.
Nice.
Something for everybody.
And
so
freeze up.
So perfect way so that people that are blind or are low vision can take part in family activities. So I'm another way of being. So that is an awesome thing. So,
well, thank you, Melissa.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it. Have a great good night.
Great to talk to you.
Take care.
Bye.
And that was Melissa from Independent Living Aids and LS&S.
Calling in from Buffalo, New York.
So if you want some products, that's the only place to go. If you need anything.
Anything you can imagine and more. Things you can't imagine.
Sponsor page if you didn't catch.
Well, we're going to go to break.
The website.
Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. When I come back, we're going to go to trivia. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
A clinical trial is being conducted that brings hope to people living with late-stage age-related macular degeneration, AMD. The Concerto study is seeking people with severe vision loss in both eyes due to AMD to evaluate an implantable miniature telescope device that may help you see better. Participation in this study is not for everybody, but if you are 65 years or older and have not had previous cataract surgery in at least one eye, then this study may possibly be right for you. Qualified participants will be compensated for study-related time and travel. Plus, the study visits are covered at no cost to you or your insurance. To learn more and find a clinical site located near you, call 1-866-393-3767, or you can visit us at www.concertostudy.com. That's concertostudy.com.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Feeding the Blind, FTB, brings nutrition to individuals experiencing low vision or blindness. Vision Nutrition, by way of medically tailored meals, addresses the effects of diabetes and vision loss due to diabetic retinopathy. FTB donates meals, supports events, and spreads awareness to the community. Partner with us to bridge the gaps in accessible nutrition for the community of low vision and blind. Join us at www.feedingtheblind.org.
For nearly 45 years, ILA has been providing essential aids to the visually impaired and hard of hearing. A trusted source of products for local and national communities, ILA offers a wide variety of technology and daily living aids to enable those with vision loss to participate in an active, independent lifestyle. Our excellent customer service team is always happy to help you find the right product for the task at hand. Call us at 1-800-537-2118 or visit us on the web at www.independentliving.com. ILA, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're live. That's right, we're live from Orlando, Florida. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. And this is your host, Michael. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's time for trivia. Trivia time. David, you're up with your trivia.
Wow, me?
You, baby.
Okay, okay. Don't mind if I do. Well, you know, I have a tendency of playing classic rock and oldies and stuff. So this is slightly newer. But I've got a feeling someone's going to guess who did this song right away. Have your fingers ready to call in. Our phone number is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Who did this song? Mr. Chris, you can bring it down, I think. That gave everybody enough of a sample, at least, to know who did that song. A famous female artist. The phone number to call, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who did that song? And bail me out, because I know my buddy Michael thinks that I come up with some crazy ones, but I want to give away a prize. So if you know who did that song, call in and tell Chris so we can send you something good. So I know somebody will be calling in very shortly. That's a little bit out of your ear though there, Michael. So that's okay. We cover all bases here, you know. We cover all bases.
That's right.
We're the bridge.
Let's see if anybody knows it. 407-894-1680. Let's see if anybody knows that song.
Was a little distorted on my end, so we lowered.
Yeah, things sound different over Zoom, but on the radio it sounds normal. So, like we couldn't hear the castanets originally when we were going out, but I've got my radio right here, so I quick tuned in and made sure what was that there was going across the airwaves to those good people in radio land. There actually is a radio land out there. People still listen to the radio. It's pretty cool. So one of these days we'll be on XM and Sirius too. I got a feeling, but all right, 407-894-1680. I think Chris is juggling. He's doing a fine juggling job with the phone calls rolling in. Of course, we'd like a new call first if we can. So, as always, the new callers get priority and they get to the front of the line. But if we don't have new callers, whoever called in first gets the next choice there. So, and you know who you are. If you've already won a prize in the last month, give a little break so that other people can win, because there's some people that are just so good at trivia. They just would win all the time. So that's okay. We respect you. We appreciate your abilities, but you don't mind giving somebody else a break. So,
You're something.
Oh, we have two callers.
Looks excellent.
Like Andrea from Orlando Florida, and Leroy from Winter Garden, and Kelly from, oh, actually, that's three, Chris. And Kelly from Nashville, Tennessee.
But who's counting, right?
Yeah, but so is Andrea a new caller?
Andrea, new caller?
I don't know that name.
Well, they're first in line anyway, I've got a feeling.
Let's hear from Andrea. She's first.
Yeah, well, she's first, right?
Hello, Miss Andrea. Come on in. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Great to have you call. Is this your first time calling in?
For today?
Yeah, is this your first time calling our show?
No.
Okay, that's all right. Hey, do you know who did that song that we just played?
I think it's Lady Gaga.
I think you're right.
I think she's right.
You are right, my friend.
So you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Okay.
So lunch is on us, and I appreciate you calling in. That's awesome.
Off the air, leave your name and address. We can send you the $10 gift card.
And thank you for listening. And yeah, stay on the line so Chris can get your information, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. We really appreciate it.
Are we saying hello to everybody if they're still there? And then I see Carrie from Canada.
That'd be good if we could.
On the line too. Why don't we say hello to everybody?
I'd like to.
So who do we have? We have Leo. Leroy.
Leroy.
Wait, it's Leroy.
It's Leroy.
Well, Leroy?
No. Leroy just hung up, so we're going to go straight.
I was thinking of Ernest anyway.
Yeah, we're going to go straight to our good friend. I knew she knew this answer. There was no ifs, ands, or buts about it coming from Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and Kelly just hung up as well.
Oh, Kelly.
That's all right, Kelly. Well, we got Carrie from Canada, eh?
Yep.
Well, hey, say hi to Carrie.
What's happening, Miss Carrie?
I just wanted to tell you that you picked a really interesting song, and it would have been good because today I am celebrating my birthday.
Happy birthday!
Whose birthday is it?
Harry.
Oh, it's her birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Carrie.
Happy birthday
to you.
She's 21 years old today.
And many more.
I wish I was 21 years old today. That'd be cool.
No, you have the wisdom now of someone a year older. So
you got it. Well, you got it.
I am so glad you decided to give a listen and to call us on your birthday. It's kind of a nice way.
Why not?
So
you guys need, you guys
my wife.
Need, you know, I thought. Well, you know what? I thought you guys need a bit of a how do from Canada.
There you go. We need that. My wife and I went to British Columbia. We love that place.
Stop the show. We got to give Carrie a birthday gift. It's a birthday, she said.
Thank you.
Give her a $10 gift card from Subway to come this way.
Thank you.
So put it down. Subway, $10 gift card for her birthday. Happy birthday for her.
Way to go, Subway, birthday girl.
Coming your way, Carrie.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Golder. And Mrs.
What'd
Golder.
She say?
Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Golder. And Dave
Hildebrand.
Very nice.
And Mr. Hildebrand. I'm all
thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Well,
okay, happy birthday. Enjoy it.
Thanks for joining
thank
us
you.
On
you
your birthday.
Care.
Yes.
Yeah, you're part of our family, you know?
She is.
She did a great job on that panel
a couple weeks ago.
Which I enjoyed listening to, by the way. I listened to it.
That was awesome. I enjoyed that thoroughly.
You did a splendid job.
Carrie, did you go back and listen to the archive show?
Yeah, it sounded good. It sounded really good.
It really did. We're going to
get it. I love the sound of it.
You guys were pros.
I hope we do that again. I really do.
We will. We definitely will.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent thing to do. It's often, you know, quarterly even or something.
To get the listeners involved.
That's going to be a best of.
I love it.
Best of show.
So good going there, birthday girl.
Did you have
thank
cake?
You.
Did you have cake?
We're going to. What it is I've gotten rid of my tracheostomy tube. So I've got to go to the doctor tomorrow. So we're going to celebrate my birthday actually next week.
Okay.
Ah, there you go.
So,
all right. Well,
you got it.
Okay. Well, good luck to you with the doctor's
thank you.
Office. All right.
Good
thank
luck.
You. Take care, Carrie.
A toast to you, Carrie.
Bye-bye.
Thank
you. Well, good reason to celebrate getting rid of that tube, for sure.
Yeah. Everybody's got a story.
Everybody's got a story.
I'm telling you, it's true.
Okay, here's a trivia one. No music. There was a movie, a theater. I'm not take that back. It's a television show. And it started off by saying something. How many? I'm trying to. I don't want to give it away because that might give it away.
This That's okay. You want to give it away, right?
No, it's a trick. They used to start off by the show by saying, in the naked city, there's how many people?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was a series. I think.
It was on every week.
Yeah.
And it started off by saying, in the naked city.
So what's the question?
How many people did they say?
Oh, I don't remember.
You say two David? People, 2 million people? Or what was the correct answer?
Yeah, I don't remember right offhand, but I do remember. I know exactly what the show, I remember hearing it, that thing. So, of course, that would have been the population at that time, yeah, which would have been far, far less than it is now.
So but David, what's up with your hobby, with your what does Chris just say? Can I say that? It just sounds like a Jeopardy. He said, what is Texas Rangers for $300?
There you go.
It's a game show when you do that. What is, right? Which show starts with what is?
Jeopardy.
Oh, not Jeopardy.
Family Feud.
Yes. No,
no, we're not talking about yours.
Jeopardy is
about what Chris did.
And to me, that is the true game show, because everything else is far too easy compared. That is a true a test of knowledge, you know?
Yeah, Michael comes up with these questions.
It was a detective show.
Yeah, I know that. I don't remember the numeric portion of what you're talking about.
Well,
yeah.
I'll give you a hint. That's where it comes in from. It was about New York.
In a city that never sleeps. Oh, that just makes it too easy. But yeah, if you remember this old TV show, that would help us.
It's old.
It's pretty old. The 60s.
Oh, there's the person that's probably going to know.
Yeah, that guy should know.
He's going to know. He knows.
That's good, though.
He and Michael are the same generation, so he gets all these things. Let's welcome John from Clinton, Indiana.
Hey, John.
Michael.
Hey, John. Hey, John from Clinton, Indiana. Hey,
I'm doing fine. How are you guys doing?
Good.
I'm getting ready to celebrate my 972nd month of being born tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Another birthday. Okay.
It's about time. Happy birthday.
Yeah, I'll be 81 tomorrow.
And wow.
We have to give you a gift card too. Subway coming your way. $10 gift card. You don't have to guess anything. $10 gift card coming your way from.
You don't look a day over 80.
The trivia question is: New York City had 8 million stories in the naked city.
That's correct. That is correct, though.
That's it.
He gets two. He got a double header. Gets two $10 gift cards.
You were paying attention.
I want to tell you that last week he was getting ready to go off the air. And Roy Rogers and Dale Evans, you said you couldn't remember what the dog's name was. It was Bullet.
Right. I believe I said
it. She said it before we went off. She looked it up.
They also had a sidekick by the name of Patrick Aloysius Brady, and he drove his Nellie Bell Jeep.
That's correct.
Oh, that's funny.
Now, anything else you want to know?
Where do they come up with these crazy guys?
What are you going to do for your birthday tomorrow?
Yeah, we celebrated a little bit today with my niece from Florida. She just came in from Tampa, and
she had a
50-year class reunion last night. And so we went out to dinner today, and I'll celebrate tomorrow, too. So anyway.
That's very nice.
Sounds like you're going to do a lot of celebrating there, mister.
Michael, you and I are the same age, and buddy, I can feel the age. I'm telling you that right now.
That's okay. The more, the better. You're sounding good anyway, John.
You guys have a good day down there, good week, and thank you for your TV or radio show. It's excellent.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I'm going to start celebrating
Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening.
Have a healthy and happy birthday.
I'm going to start celebrating your birthday as soon as we get off the radio. I'm going to have a beer in your honor, John.
Take care, Lynn. You, Michael. You too, David.
Thanks, man.
You too.
Happy birthday.
You're doing a fantastic job. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
That means a lot to us.
Okay. Well, take care.
Yep, you too. We're going to keep on trying.
Bye.
Keep on keeping on. All right. Have a good night. Sounds like he's doing some good celebrating there. Very nice. Appreciate that call from John in Clinton, Indiana. And this is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Hey, before we go to break, happy birthday shout out also going down to our friend over at the
FTL.
Preston. Happy birthday going out to Preston. His birthday was Friday.
No way.
It was last week. Yeah.
Preston.
Happy birthday, Preston.
Happy birthday.
So his son's was the week before.
Yeah.
And his is this past week that just passed.
Nice. Happy birthday, Preston. There's no reason to stop celebrating yet. You're still young. He's still a young guy. So I'd drag it out for a week or two if you can.
Well,
what I do.
You know, I celebrate the whole month.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, I tell everybody I was playing hide and seek with my mom.
I just keep on celebrating until they make me stop.
Right, today I might come out, tomorrow I might change my mind. You know,
right?
Gaga goo goo this, gaga goo
goo this. All of a sudden he's going back to the womb. Look out!
Right. Yeah. Your wife's birthday is the same month, right, Chris? Or
yeah,
no?
Yeah, we celebrate, and I have to give her half of a day. Yeah, because hers is the end of the last day of the month. So I give her half of that day.
Yeah, you better give her in the rest of the next month, too. No, I know he treats her pretty good. He don't want to admit it. He plays the tough guy, but
right. He's a sweetie. Nikki is a sweetie.
She is. How she puts up with that
She's
Chris guy,
pretty.
I don't know.
That's an excellent question.
But that shows that she's tough too.
And Preston said his mom's birthday is this coming Tuesday. So happy birthday to Miss Preston's Mrs. Preston.
Salute to Preston's mom. She had to be a good lady to raise a guy like that. He's such a good supporter of the show, man. We appreciate Preston.
So let me just remind everybody, stay tuned when we're going to go to break. And then on the other side of the break, we have two more fantastic guests. So
it's true.
It's very true. And even Dave will still be with us, and Chris.
Yeah, I figured I'll stick around.
Uh-huh.
Since now that I've had something to eat, I'm good to go for another hour.
Good. There we go.
So, yeah, everybody else needs to stick around. You know, grab yourself iced tea or some coffee during the break here and come back and sit a spell. Hang out with us for an hour.
That's right. Well, here we go. Top of the hour.
Here we go. Make sure you come back, though.